Earth and Sky.
In October of 2004, amateur astronomer Koichi Itagaki noticed a bright flash in a galaxy some 77 million light-years away. He assumed it was an exploding star.
But instead, the star had what astronomers call an outburst, a star's way of blowing off steam, or in this case, hydrogen gas in the star's outer layers. 2 years later, in 2006, this star really did explode, this time as a supernova that destroyed the star completely.
Scientists had, until then, never seen a star have an outburst and then become a supernova so quickly. That's according to research led by Ryan Foley, an astronomer at UC Berkeley. He studied the supernova, whose official designation was SN2006JC.
And the fact that this outburst happened 2 years before the supernova event means that whatever instabilities were going on prior when it was losing all this hydrogen continued into this other stage, which we just did not expect. In that sense, it's something that we just didn't understand about how stars evolved, and in particular, how massive stars die.
That's our show for today. Thanks to Research Corporation, a foundation for the advancement of science. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.
We're at earthsky.org.